This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The University of Colorado says it's pulling its investments in Russian companies in response to new state sanctions. Less than 1% of CU's long-term investments are tied to Russian state-owned businesses. But the Board of Regents says it's a small but important step the school can take to stand with the people of Ukraine. Governor Jared Polis has directed all public universities to examine their financial ties to Russia as it continues its war in Ukraine. Colorado's election process begins this week with the start of local party caucuses and assemblies to decide who gets on the June primary ballot. CPR's public affairs editor Megan Verlee reports on two major races in the Republican Party.
This year, I think a classic example is the U.S. Senate race on the Republican side. You have more than a half a dozen candidates there who are hoping to make it to the primary and go on to challenge Democrat Michael Bennett. They are probably not all going to make it through this process. And similarly, there are a lot of Republicans running in the new Congressional District 8. Some of them could get weeded out here, too.
CPR's Megan Verlee. Colorado Springs is looking at building a new downtown transit center. As KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports, it would be a hub connecting different modes of transportation, ranging from buses to electric scooters.
The goal is to replace the current 1970s facility and improve operations, safety, and the passenger experience. The concept includes commercial and residential uses, along with parking and a local and intercity bus station. Next, they'll develop an agreement between the public and private participants. Design work is expected to start next year, construction a year later, and completion in 2027. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
In Denver and Boulder, sunny with highs around 70 today and tomorrow. Chilly weather will return this weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.